从2010年开始到现在15个月里面呢，我们一直在看创世纪。
Started in 2010 till today, for about 15 months, we've been looking at the book of Genesis.
今天呢是创世纪的这个事例里面的大结局。
And this is the grand finale of the book of Genesis.
我读创世纪的时候呢，我问自己，那么我学到什么的功课呢？
When I was studying the book of Genesis, I asked myself what I might have learned.
哪一个信息对我来说是最难忘的呢？
Which one of the messages is the most unforgettable?
所以呢，我今天选了希伯来书11章来跟大家去总结创世纪。
And that's why I picked Hebrews chapter 11 to draw the final conclusion on the book of Genesis.
我认为呢，创世纪教了我一个功课。
I believe that the book of Genesis has taught me one lesson.
就是人生的成败啊，其实是在乎我们对神的信心。
And the lesson is that that the life is really all about our faith in God.
我们知道呢，世上有各种各样的名人榜。
We know that in this world there are all kinds of halls of fame.
好像呢，用财富来排列的。
Some may be ranked according to a person's wealth.
有的时候呢，是用你对世界的贡献。
Some may be accredited according to your contributions to this world.
有的时候呢，是因为你的才能。
And some may be because of your abilities.
你知道，但是在神眼里面呢，只有一个名人榜。
But in God's eyes, there's only one hall of fame.
这个就是我们从希伯来书11章里面呢，我们找到的。
And this hall of fame can be found in Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章跟第六节呢，它首先可以说解释给我们听信心的重要。
In this particular chapter of the book of Hebrews, verses 2 and 6 perhaps have brought out the importance of having faith.
第二节他说，古人在解信上得了美好的证据。
Verse 2 says that this is what the ancients were commended for.
证据这个字呢，其实就是称赞的意思。
The Chinese word evidence is actually meaning that that it's been commended or spoken well of.
你在第二节、第四节、第五节、第39节呢，其实都是同一个字。
So in verses 2, 5, 6 and verse 39, it's all the same word.
那么其实他就告诉你，什么的人能够得到神的称赞。
So basically, these verses are telling you what type of people can be commended by God.
那么第六节呢，他就解释给我们听，就是他把信心摆到一个很重要、很重要的地位。
And verse 6 made it very clear to us that the importance of faith.
他说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And verse 6 tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God.
你知道这句话呢是可以说呢，信心是一个很重要到一个地步呢，是必须的条件去讨神的喜悦。
So faith is so important to the point that it's a must-have requirement.
那就是说，纵使你有其他的条件，但是如果你没有信心的时候，神还是不喜欢你。
So even though you have met all the other requirements or conditions, that it's still impossible for you to please God without faith.
什么是一个必须的条件呢？
What is an absolute requirement?
那如果我告诉你啊，我今天不能去芝加哥，因为呢飞机没有位置。
So if I tell you that I cannot go to Chicago today because there's no seats left on airplanes.
但是不代表我没有可能去啊。
But this does not mean that it's impossible for me to go.
我还可以开车子去啊。
I can drive there.
那么就是说，你坐飞机这个方法只是一个其中的一个方法。
So what that means is airplane is just one of the means.
这个方法是可以代替的。
And this is replaceable.
但是希伯来书第六章第十一章第六节呢，其实他就告诉我们，信心是不可代替的。
But verse 6 of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, tells us that faith is irreplaceable.
就是你对社会很有贡献。
So even you have made a great deal of contributions to society.
就是你可能呢，在宗教上面是一个很敬虔的一个人。
So you may be a very sincere person in religious terms.
但是如果你没有信心，神还是不喜欢你。
But if you don't have faith,It's impossible for you to please God.
换句话说，如果你是一个没有信心的人呢，你在神的眼里面就是一个无名小卒。
So in other words, without faith in God's eyes, you are a nobody.
那么呢，我们来看上帝的名人榜呢是有什么资格的。
So now let's look at the qualifications to enter God's Hall of Fame.
那么我们又要回到十一章的第一节。
Now let's return to the first verse of chapter 11.
这一个呢，它基本上讲了两个资格。
Basically, there are two qualifications mentioned in verse 1.
第一个资格呢，就是你能够把指望变成真实。
So basically, what these two requirements are saying is that you need to be able to convert hope into realities.
十一章的第一节他说信就是所望之事的实底。
The first half of verse 1 says that faith is being sure of what we hope for.
所望之事的望这个字呢，我把它翻成指望，这是 expectation 的意思。
So the word hope here, I would translate it into an expectation.
你知道呢，在圣经里面呢，他常常讲到盼望就是 hope。跟我们的一般用好像希望跟愿望是不一样的。
So the word hope that's used in Bibles is different from what we might refer to as being wishful.
好像呢，我太太问，今年呢 NBA 哪一队会拿总冠军呢
？So for example, my wife may ask me which team is going to win the NBA championship.
我永远都是简洁回答她。
I always answer in such a way.
就是如果我们穆兰队不拿总冠军的时候呢，那么其他可能就是这一队。这个 team 不拿的时候，可能就是别的队。
Okay, so if it's not won by the Timberwolves, then it will be one of the other teams.
我的意思就是，我希望我们林州的穆兰队拿到冠军。
In other words, what I'm trying to say is that I wish that the Timberwolves would win the championship.
但是我自己知道是没有可能的。
But I know that it's a hopeless case.
但是呢，当圣经讲到盼望、讲到 hope 这个字的时候呢，其实呢，它是讲到一个 expectation， 就是一个指望的意思。
But when the word hope is used in the Bible, it's referring to an expectation.
就是你肯定它会发生的。
Hope means that you are certain, you are sure that it's going to happen.
耶稣曾经有在一个教训里面呢，他用这个字，你就明白hope 这个字是怎么用的。
And in the Bible, Jesus had used this word that would tell us exactly what this word means.
好像你借东西给人家，你是指望他从他收回来的，是不是？
So for example, if you lend something to people, then you have the expectation that it would be returned.
这一个就是圣经里面讲到 hope, 讲到盼望的意思，就是你肯定将来呢你会得到的。
So that's the biblical meaning of the word hope, and that is you are sure of the return that will come with this.
所望之事呢，讲到在十一章第一节所望之事的时候呢，有一个含义在里面。
So the things that's being hoped for in verse 1 has the following meaning.
它就是暗示这个事情还没发生呢，是将来的事情。
It implies that this is going to happen in the future. It hasn't happened yet, but it will take place in the future.
因为如果这件事情已经是一个事实。 我们没有需要去盼望。
If this event has become a reality, there's no need for anyone to hope for it to happen.
所以呢，他是讲到呢，我们能够把这个还没发生的事情呢，好像变成一个真实的事情。
So this what's being hoped for here is that a future event will become a reality.
实底这个字呢，在中文翻译叫实底，就是 reality， 就是真实的意思。
So this certainty or the being sure of something means that it's going to turn into a reality.
第二个资格呢，是在后面所讲的，是是未见之事的确据住。
And the second qualification is mentioned in the second half of verse 1, and that is being certain of something that we do not see.
确据的意思呢，就是一个证明，一个证物。
So being certain means that it has a clear evidence.
我们常常学数学的时候呢，我们都常常用一个数学的方法去证明的一个事情的嘛。
So when we learned, when we're studying the subject of mathematics, we often use a method of proving something to learn about a conclusion.
所以呢，讲到这个确据呢，就是这个字，就是一个 proof 的意思，就是你证明一件事情。
So this being certain, the certainty here is about something that can be proven.
也好像呢，我们在法庭里面呢，这些律师呢去盘问这些证人的时候呢，他也是去证明他的理论是对，也是同一个意思。
So it's just like in a court of law, a lawyer cross-examines a witness to try to draw a conclusion on a subject matter.
所以呢，第二个资格呢，就是我们能信服看不见的事情。
So basically, the second qualification is that we can be convinced of something that we do not see.
我觉得有趣的地方呢，就是我们一般证明一个事情呢，都是我们用我们的五官呢，就是你看得见呢，看得见、听得见的事情去证明。
Interestingly, I think the way we usually go about proving something is to take advantage of our five senses.
是用我们的理性去成为我们的证据的一个根基。
So we often use our rational deduction to become the basis of our proof.
但是呢，在这边他讲到呢，信心呢是能够把这个看不见的，就是你五官以外的事情，你还是可以觉得它是很肯定的。
But faith is different. It is something that goes beyond what can be gleaned from our five senses, and yet it will still provide us a proof.
那么信心的证据是什么呢？
And what would be the evidence of our faith?
我的意思就是我们信什么呢？
In other words, what do we have our faith in?
第三节呢，就给我们的一个例子。
An example is provided in verse 3.
就是呢，讲到这个世界的来源呢是怎么来的。
And verse 3 talks about the origin of this world.
第三节说我们因着信就知道世界则神的话造成的，怎样所看见的怎样所看见的并不是从显言之物造出来的。
So verse 3 tells us that by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made of what was visible.
我们怎么知道世界是怎么来的？
How do we know how this world came about?
这是神的话成为我们的根据。
And God's word is the basis of how we know.
我们用这个方法，我们相信世界是通过神的话创造出来的。
And through this deduction, we know that this world was formed at God's command.
我想在这一边呢，很简单的回答一个问题。
And here, I want to use this opportunity to quickly answer a question.
就是很多人呢，特别你们年轻人可能在学校里面呢，他们说啊，神创造天地万物这个讲法呢不合科学。
For the young people who are studying in school, perhaps in science classes, the teacher will say that the creationism is not the right way to look at that.
我的回答是这样子，其实呢，我们讲到天地的来源的时候呢，不是不可科学，而是呢科学不足够去证明这个地球的来源。
So when we, but this will be my argument. When we talk about the origin of the universe, I would say that it is the fact that scientifically it does not have enough understanding to prove the origin of the world. It's not that the world was not created by God.
你知道呢，科学的方法呢是有它的限制的。
You have to understand that scientific methods have their limitations.
它的限制呢，就是呢，科学必须要，因为它是基于一个观察嘛。
Because scientific methods are based on observations.
还有呢，它的观察是必须要可以重复的。
And the observation has to be repeatable.
所以如果这些事情呢，是不能重复的，不能观察的，那么科学的方法只是用不上在这些理论上面的。
So as far as scientific method is concerned, if it cannot be observed and it's not repeatable, then it becomes useless.
好像我举一个例子，历史就是其中一个例子。
I'll give you an example. History is a good example.
如果你要研究历史的时候，你不可能在一个实验室里面去研究的。
So to study the subject of history, it is impossible to duplicate it in laboratories.
因为历史是不能重复。
Because you cannot repeat history.
其实地球的来源呢，也是一个历史是不能重复的。
So the creation of this, the earth itself is a history, by definition, and therefore it cannot be duplicated.
也没有人在这个时间，因为它是在时间的最开始嘛，所以你也不能用好像有人看见这个事情告诉你这个方法也不行。
And because this happened at the beginning of time, then therefore there was no observation that could be made by anyone.
所以呢，我们说科学的方法其实是不足够去回答地球的来源这个问题。
And therefore we conclude that scientificmethod is not sufficient in answering this question.
其实有很多地方科学都没有用不上的。
And actually there are many other aspects where science is not useful.
举一个例子，如果我告诉你可口可乐比这个百事可乐更好味，这个也不能用科学的方法去解答的。
For example, if I tell you that Coca-Cola tastes a lot better than Pepsi-Cola, there's no way we can conclude that scientifically.
你知道你要找，如果你要找到答案，你要怎么找？
So how would you find an answer to that question?
你就拿一个 Coca-Cola 跟一个 Pepsi-Cola 喝一杯，那么你就知道答案了。
So the way to find an answer is to have a taste test between Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola.
有一些事情你是用你的经历你才能够找到答案的。
In some cases, the only way to find answers will be based on our experience.
我相信我们的神也是一样。如果你经历过他的时候，你就知道他是真实的。
And I believe that faith in God is the same thing. That if you experience God once, then you will have faith in Him.
你经历神的方法不是用我们的五官。
The way to experience God, though, is not through our five senses.
圣经告诉我们，我们是用我们的信心。
And the Bible has told us that it has to be through our faith.
那么我们回到上帝的名人榜里面呢，我们有一个问题，我就问了，谁在上帝的名人榜上面呢？
So now let's return to God's Hall of Fame. And the next question is who are in this God's Hall of Fame?
从第四节呢，其实到今天我们看到二十二节呢，就是解释在创世纪里面的人物能够记录在上帝的名人榜 里面的人。
So today's verses 4 through 22 list the characters from the book of Genesis that have entered God's Hall of Fame.
你看第四节的，这是第一个人物。
So let's look at verse 4, which is the first character mentioned.
亚伯因着信献祭与神。
By faith, Abel offered God a sacrifice.
你读这一节的时候，你有没有很惊讶的地方？
Were you surprised when you read this verse?
为什么我觉得很惊讶？你知道为什么？
Why do you think I felt surprised?
因为第一个在这个名人榜里面的不是亚当夏娃。他们不在这个名人榜上面。
The reason I was surprised is because Adam and Eve did not appear. Not only they were not the first ones, but they did not appear in the Hall of Fame.
你要知道啊，从我们人类历史里面，只有亚当夏娃是曾经是一个完全的人。
Because you have to understand that throughout the history of mankind, only Adam and Eve were ever perfect at one point.
只有他们是面对面认识神的。
Only they had met God face to face.
但是他们没有资格在上帝的名人榜。
But they were not qualified to enter God's Hall of Fame.
原因是什么？
Why so?
因为他们没有信心。
Because they had no faith.
所以他们得不着神的喜悦。
So they were not able to please God.
你知不知道我看的时候我问自己为什么他们犯罪啊？
So when you're reading these verses, I ask myself, how did they sin?
这是他们觉得神的话不能说服他们不吃这个分辨善恶树的果子。
It was because they were not, they did not follow God's command to not eat the fruit.
他们觉得神的话不足够去说服他们啊。好像一个证据一样，他觉得神的话不足够成为一个证据。
Because they feel like God's command was not sufficient, enough for them to be convinced.
他们追求他们的五官，他们追求他们用人的方法去找这个答案。
They sought after, evidences with their five senses using man's way.
但是呢，我们发觉呢。亚当夏娃的后裔里面呢，却有很多人呢，在这个上帝的名人榜上面。
However, we have learned that there are many descendants of Adam and Eve that were able to be listed in the Hall of Fame.
在这个从第四节到二十二节里面呢，你发觉呢，这些人都有一个共通点。
Between verses 4 and 22, you'll find some commonalities between these different characters.
在希腊文里面呢，都是。这句话都是简指的，就是因着信某某做了什么事情。
And the way these are written for these characters, it starts with that by faith these people were able to do such and such things.
好像呢，亚伯呢，他就因为相信神，所以他把最好的奉献给神。
For example, Abel, because of his faith in God, he was making the best offering possible to God.
我们知道了以勒，他因为相信神，所以他与神同行300年。
And we know that Enoch, because of his faith in God, he walked with God for 300 years.
为什么这些人会坚持相信神？
How did these people develop such faith in God?
为什么这个指望对他们来说会变成一个真实？为什么这些看不见的事情，他们会觉得？很肯定呢。
So how did they become so sure of their hope, and how could they be so certain of the things that they could not see?
那么我们再看第六节了。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节里面呢，他我们已经讲了前面半节了，讲到了就是人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。但是呢，他后面继续讲到，因为到神面前来的人。必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And earlier we talked about the first half of verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. But the second half also talks about anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
来到神面前的人呢，其实就是敬拜神的人的意思。
So when the Bible says that it if someone is coming before God, it means that he's coming forward to worship God.
他想呢，敬拜神的人必须信有神，这个是很简单的，我们都了解。
So we understand this is a very simple logic that those who come before God must know that He exists.
但是后面他说，信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
But more importantly, what follows that is that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
有人翻译呢这句话的意思就是，我这些人不单只相信有神，他还相信呢神是很关心人的一个神。
So one way to translate this is that not only people who come to worship God know He exists, but the people also think that God is one who cares very much for His people.
就是你寻求他，你求告他的时候，神会回答你的。
So when you seek Him, when you ask of Him, God will answer.
在创世纪里面呢，有一个人物我很喜欢的。
There's this one character in Genesis that I enjoy very much.
你猜是谁啊？
Do you know who that is?
这是夏甲。
It's Hagar.
因为如果为什么我喜欢她
？Why do I like her so much?
因为她是一个婢女 ，maid servant.
Because she is a maid servant.
她是一个埃及人。
She's Egyptian.
是一个无名小卒。
She was nobody.
但是呢，神因为她。呼求神的时候，他两次向他显现。
But when she pleaded with God, God appeared to her twice.
我就想到，其实我跟他差不多。
And I started to think that she and I are no different.
所以呢，我也可以这样子呼求神，神也会回答我。
And therefore, if I plead with God just like she did, God will answer my request as well.
虽然我们眼看不见神。
Even though we cannot see God with our eyes,
但是不代表我们不能经历神。
But that does not mean at all that we cannot experience God.
我们一般人都是这样子，我们先经历一件事情后相信。
The way we usually operate is when we first experience something and then we can become a believer.
但是神说，我的方法不是这样子。
But God says that His way is a little different.
他要我们先相信，后经历。
He wants us to believe first and have faith in Him first before we can experience Him.
当我们相信神的时候，你就会经历神的实在。
When we have faith in Him, then we can experience His existence.
我预备的时候呢，我再从头看创世纪一次，然后我发觉呢，有另外一个人呢，我也很喜欢。
So when I was preparing for the sermon, I went back to the book of Genesis, and I found another person I enjoyed very much.
这个就是雅各。
And that is Jacob.
雅各他经历很多困难的时候呢，你知道神常常提醒他一件什么事情。
And when Jacob was experiencing all kinds of difficulties throughout his life, do you remember this one thing that God continued to remind him?
他说，你要纪念这个在Bethel, 这是伯特利向你显现的神。
And God reminds him that you must remember this God that appeared to you at Bethel.
我不知道在你人生里面，你经历神里面有没有一个事，有一个地方，有一个事件，就好像伯特利一样，你每一次遇到困难，你觉得很担心、很危险的时候，神都告诉你。你回去想一想这一个经历。
I don't know if you have had such experiences in life, where you have had one experience like Jacob did, at Bethel, then after that, as you continue to experience difficulties and setbacks in life, that you will be continue to be reminded of God's faithfulness, at Bethel for Jacob.
我自己常常想起呢，就是我毕业以后再找教会这个事情。
What I get continually reminded is me searching for a church to serve after I graduated.
每一次我想到遇到困难的时候，神都提醒我。
And every time when I encounter difficulties, God would remind me.
这是神是一个关心我的一个神。
That God is one who cares.
每一次我想到这个我寻找教会这个事情的时候。 鼓励我，就是我相信我的神是一个好对我好的一个神。
So on my journey of searching for a church, I continue to be reminded that the God is one who will do good things for me.
让我呢就好像虽然其实事情还没发生，但是我有这个指望，我知道将来神对我的计划一定是好的。
Even though nothing had happened at that point, but I have this expectation that something good is going to happen.
在第七到十二节呢，就提到挪亚。亚伯拉罕、撒拉三个人。
And in verses 7 through 12, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah were mentioned.
他们的共通点是什么
？What's the common thread between those？
就是呢，他们神对他们的应许呢，都是一些未见之事。
The commonality between those, the common thread between them, is that God's promise。to them is something that they had never seen.
好像呢，挪亚得到神的启示，知道神会用洪水毁灭这个世界。
For example, in the case of Noah, when he received the warnings from God that a flood is going to destroy this world,
这个是历史上面从来没有发生的事情。
This is an unprecedented event in history.
好像呢，亚伯拉罕他蒙召的时候。他连他去哪里他都不知道。
In the case of Abraham, when he was called, he had no clue where he was going.
好像撒拉，他神应许他要生孩子的时候，从来没有一个人呢，从一个100岁的丈夫身上可以生孩子。
So in the case of Sarah, when God told her that she would bear a child, historically there was never such a case when a barren woman can become pregnant from a 100-year-old man.
但是他们因为神的话却有这个确据。
But from God's word, they had this certainty.
因为他们看神的话就好像有一个好像一座城有根基的一样。
Because the way they look at God's commands, God's word is that it's like a city with good foundations.
你知道从前的房屋呢不一定有根基的。
You know that houses back then didn't necessarily have foundations.
有根基的房屋就是很安全的。
At that time, houses with foundations were very safe houses.
就是讲到神的应许是很可靠的，因为是神讲的。
Therefore, what that means is that house with foundation, what that means is that God's word is very dependable.
就好像这座城是神所经营、所建造的一样。
So it's like the city with foundations is a city that's architected and built by God.
从11章13到22节呢，里面就解释有一些人呢，他们是可以把他们的指望变成真实的。
So in verse 22 and forward, it talks about people that actually have been convinced by their hope because they turned into realities.
在十三节呢，给他们一个结论。
In verse 13, they gave them a conclusion.
他讲到这些人都是全做信心死的。
That these people, they had their faith when they died.
这个就是讲到这些人都是过他一生人的生活，都是用信心去过的。
What that means is the way they live their life is entirely based on faith.
但是结果怎么样呢
？But what happened to them?
他说。并没有得着所应许的。
But however, these people did not receive what they had been promised.
那么是不是神是信呢
？So can we argue that God did not keep his promise?
只是不是了。
And actually, no.
这些人他们就能够好像见到神的应许，从远处望见，且欢时欢迎接一样。
But they did see God's promises, and they saw them from a distance, and they welcomed them.
你有没有发觉呢？信心可以连死亡也跳过。
Can you believe that faith can actually surpass death?
虽然这些人死的时候也没有拿到神的应许。
Even though these people never did receive promises from, never did receive what God had promised them when they died.
这个，但是他们仍然相信神的应许有一天会成为事实。
But they still believe that God's promise one day will be fulfilled.
所以这个就是为什么雅各跟约瑟叫人呢把他的骨头啊，他死掉以后把他的骨头拿回这个迦南地，就是因为这样。
And that's exactly why Jacob and Joseph we gave instructions about their bones being buried in the land of Canaan.
我看创世纪看到他们这样子的表现的时候呢，我很羡慕他们。
So when they, when I saw their actions, I became very envious of them.
我很希望看见他们所看见。
And I really would have liked to see what they saw.
我希望呢，我跟他们一样，可以看见这个永恒神为我们预备这个应许。
And I would have really liked to be able to see the eternal preparations that God has made for us.
我觉得这个就是亚伯拉罕跟罗德的一个分别。
And I think that's the difference between Abraham and Lot.
其实他们两个人都是得救的人。
And actually both of them were saved.
但是呢，罗德没有看见这个永恒的家乡。
But however, in the case of Lot, he never did see the eternal country.
他还是很羡慕呢这个地上的世界。
And he was very tied down with the worldly things.
所以呢，他在地上的时候住得很舒服。
And therefore, he lived comfortably in this world.
他不断地在为自己的积储财宝。
He continued to accumulate wealth for himself.
但是亚伯拉罕他却不是这样子。
But Abraham was different.
他看自己只是在地上好像一个客旅一样。
He saw him, Abraham saw himself as a stranger in a foreign land.
连呢他打胜这个四个王帝的时候，这个四个王帝说，好了，你把这些财物拿去了。
So even after he defeated the four kings, who then told him to take these wealth away with him.
他说我不要。
He declined.
我希望呢好像亚伯拉罕一样呢过一个生活，他是不贪也不争。
So I really hope to live a life just like Abraham's, where he did not envy and he did not compete, he did not try to be extravagant.
因为他们看见神在天上面为他们预备一个永恒的家乡。
Because they had seen the eternal homes that God had prepared for them in heaven.
但是我想这个经文也提醒我一个事情。
I think these verses also reminding me of something else.
就是如果你真的看见好像他们一样。
That if you really were able to see what they had saw.
那么你会对这个世界开始再没有什么兴趣。
That you would no longer be in love of this world.
你虽然有这个机会好像希伯来书里面十五节讲到。这些人有机会回到他们的家乡，地上的家乡，他们说我不要了，我们就是往着这个永恒的家乡去走。
So just like it said in verse 15, that these people actually had a chance to go back to the country that they had left from, but they declined. They did not want to return.
最后就是11章39节到40节。
And then lastly, verses 39 and 40 of chapter 11.
这一个是上帝名人榜的一个总结。
This is a conclusion of God's Hall of Fame.
他讲到了，虽然这些人得到神的称赞。
It talks about even though all these people were commended for their faith.
但是三十九节讲到，却人未得着所应许的。
But yet none of them received what had been promised.
原来这句话的意思就是，原来神在地上给他们的应许。背后还有一个更好的应许在等着他们。
So what this sentence means is that in spite of all the promises that God had made them when they were in this world, behind all that, there is a much better promise.
这个就是我们说的是好戏在后头。
This is what would say that the next episode is much better than this one.
那么这个事情是什么事情呢？
And what is exactly to be seen?
就是40节讲到了，原来将来有一天， 新约跟旧约的神的儿女会一同承受神的祝福的。
And this even a better, more beautiful picture is painted in verse 14, where the children of Old Testament and the children of New Testament would all become one.
他说，因为神给我们预备的更美的是，叫他们若不与我们同德，这不能完全。
And in verse 40 says that God had planned something better for us so that only together with us will they be made perfect.
那么我现在问大家一条问题啊。
Now I ask you a question.
既然我们有更美的事情在等着我们，那么我们当做什么事情啊？
So now we know that there is something even better waiting for us, then how should we prepare ourselves?
你说啊，你会做什么事情？
So what do you think you should do?
所以是不是哦？那么我们就等待这个更美的事情来到了。
So do we just sit our hands and do nothing and just wait for this better event to come along?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
只是呢，你看十二章第一到第二节，希伯来书十二章第一到第二节呢，就告诉我们当做什么事情。
So the answer is actually provided in verse 1 and 2 of chapter 12.
其实他就告诉我们呢，我们要特别在第一节里面呢，我们要全心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
In the second half of that first verse, it tells us that we must run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
你叫什么叫奔呢？
What does it mean to run?
奔就是比跑更快。
In this case, run is even faster than the typical jogging.
奔就是 dash.
Okay, so the run here meaning dashing forward.
所以这是奔比跑更快，不是你最快的方法跑到尽头。
So the running here is more of a dashing than a typical running.
你知道希伯来书十二章第一到第二节，只是给我们一个怎么样的图画
？So if we look at verses 1 and 2 of chapter 12, what kind of picture comes to mind?
原来我们就好像呢跑一个接力赛一样。
It's like us running a relay race.
那么呢，旧约的圣徒呢已经跑完了。
The saints from the Old Testament had completed their race.
那么他现在呢，他们呢就好像呢这些是不是拉拉队啊？你们叫？在鼓励我们，到你们跑了，你们要尽快跑到尽头。
And so the saints from the Old Testament now they are spectators, they're cheerleading, they're cheerleaders, they're cheering us on, encouraging us to finish our race and run hard and finish our race.
因为当我们跑过终点的时候，我们就会一同得到神最美好的奖赏。
So when we cross the finish line, then together.We will receive the best reward possible from God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你给我们的鼓励。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your encouragement.
虽然我们看不见你
，Even though we cannot see you，
但是我们知道你却在为我们预备一个更好的应许在等着我们。
But we know that you have prepared an even better promise for us waiting for us.
愿意我们不冷。染污这个世界。
We pray that we will not be entangled in this world.
我们每一个人都向着这个永恒，就是耶稣基督跑。
And that we will have faith in the eternity that Jesus Christ has asked us to run.
奔在摆在我们前面的路程。
And that we will run or dash.The roads that has been marked for us ahead of us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayers and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen.